unified by our that God made and our connection to the creator and the universe and our children. And this is the point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you that
a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
One minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. Rabid.
White males.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is the
nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
Destroy the child.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic. Constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder coming up. 60 seconds from now when we go to break. This is huge news, smoking gun on how the illegal aliens are being registered to vote. This is beyond critical, ladies and gentlemen. Share the links everywhere. Tell folks tune in now. Real Alex Jones on X.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just 3 days ago, the Supreme Court ruled illegal aliens had to be taken off the rolls in Virginia, but I thought there's only illegal aliens voting. A month ago, the state of Texas, Secretary of State said, oh yeah, let people with non-citizen IDs vote. Why are federal judges ruling illegals can vote if they're not voting? Why do Democrats register them to vote? Well, turns out constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder has done the background work and is dropping major bombshells that we've researched and are deadly accurate. This is the smoking gun of smoking guns, not just for this election's integrity, but future ones and the very existence of our republic and the replacement migration. Here's a short clip of the viral video, then we'll go into it and the deep dive with constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder.
I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney. And he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls, and then they circulate it back, and then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
We've already had Steve Bannon, former political prisoner and chief strategist, the battle for the Republic on. Naomi Wolf endorsing Trump, famous Democrat strategist, warning of the globalist plans for total tyranny. And it just reminds me how important this broadcast is, and how we're only 12 days out from potentially being shut down, and how all the guests, the info we cover here are so important, and how thankful I am for all of you that are the backers of this show, and we need funds if they shut us down to get right back up and running. It'll be $18,000 a month alone just for the TV and radio satellite. And we, with the folks we're working with, that's already ready. We're having to put the money down. We're having all of us being set up, and we're beavering around during the election getting it all done. So I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com, great T-shirts, great supplements. That's how you fund this, and DrJonesNaturals.com. That's critical. We need your support, plus the great products. Take action now, because that's how you're about to hear this and how millions will watch it now, and then once it's archived and sent out, tens of millions more. This is happening. Now, I want to read his whole bio, because he's done so much great constitutional law work and civil rights work for Americans, and headed up major law firms, and I'm not going to go through it all, but he also founded and created Citizen AG and has just done a great job going through all the real research and filing lawsuits and getting everything we need to get to Congress to stop this because, well, he'll go through the history and how they're doing it. But they slip stuff into the bills. Remember, Pelosi said, we've got to pass the law to see what's in it. So, and then they pass these laws, they put it all together, it's mislabeled, and then they bring you the tyranny. So it's the government running this, and doing it, from the telling the illegals to come here, to bringing them in, to signing them up to vote, to covering it all up. And Mike Yoder is going to expose that right now. At Yoder, Y-O-D-E-R underscore E-S-Q for Esquire, at Yoder underscore E-S-Q on Instagram, at CitizenAG, CitizenAG.org, CitizenAG.org. This is the plans to the globalist replacement migration Death Star. Mike Yoder, you're the expert on this. This is So Smoking Gun. Start wherever you like. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I just kept digging and it just never ended. It was a tunnel that just kind of led, you know, to the depths of hell, essentially, as to what they're doing with this country. And, you know, the first and foremost thing is that voting is unequivocally the, you know, most important fundamental right that we have, second to religion, in my opinion, because if you don't have the fundamental right to vote, then everything else is illusory because it dictates what rights we do have in the long run. So when I started looking into this and I started seeing how is it that these names and everyone else are ending up on these voter rolls, I noticed that there's 25 or I guess 24 states in the District of Columbia that are enrolled in this program called ERIC. And it's a voter list maintenance program is how it's pitched. But I noticed back in 2022 that there was a fleeing of a new number of states just based on their partisanship activity, based on the inaccuracies of their roles. And I started digging into it. And when I started to go through the financial records, I started to look at the contracts that they were signing. I realized that it's everything that's the opposite of what they claim to be, just like Media Matters created the fake news narrative. Planned Parenthood doesn't do anything to, you know, actually Planned Parenthood, it prevents it. Build Back Better, only thing Biden built back better was the Taliban. So I started to see a pattern. If they're claiming to improve voter rolls, chances are that they're not. And it's exactly right on the money as I dug deeper and found all these caveats.
And you've laid out how it's done. So educate us right now. Millions want to know.
Yeah. So essentially what happens, it all starts with this membership agreement. So states then will contract with ERIC, and ERIC itself was formed. David Becker was a U.S. attorney. He's the founder of ERIC. He was working in the DOJ Civil Rights Division as an election attorney and was embroiled in a scandal in 2005, swiftly exited the DOJ and then started to work for People for the American Way, which is a C4 far left radical organization, very progressive, was there for a little while. And then he went over to work at the Pew Charitable Trust. While he was at the Pew, that's when the Citizens United opinion came out. And he read an article effectively that was published by the Brennan Center, which is essentially a think tank at the NYU School of Law. And they said that they needed to pump millions of voters onto the rolls in response to Citizens United, presumably because the Citizens United lifted the cap on campaign contribution limits and the whole narrative of the Republicans being the rich people that never care about anyone was now dead because they're going to have to pump the same money that everyone. Well, I mean, they're not going to have to. They already were, but they can't beat that same drum anymore with the financial angle. So the game was now to add voters to the rolls. Becker took on that initiative. And while he was at the Pew, he realized, well, I can't launch this under the Pew because of the obvious, you know, skepticism or potential partisan opposition that it would face, or just the fact that people are distrusting of the Pew. And he needed to bypass Congress to regulate these voter rolls. So he created ERIC as a C3 entity that promotes effectively reducing the costs in administering elections. And the second point was that it would increase accuracy in the voter rolls. When it launched in 2012, it launched with seven inaugural member states. And from there, it grew all the way up to 33 states, which actually controlled 65.8% of the Electoral College votes were ran by voter rolls that were maintained by ERIC. It obviously has dwindled down. It's down to now 24 states in the District of Columbia. But ironically, it still is the equivalent of exactly 270 Electoral College votes is what is maintained in terms of the states that are members in ERIC. So once these states join ERIC, they sign a membership agreement. They pay $25,000 up front of your taxpayer money. Then they pay tens or if not hundreds of thousands each year in membership dues. And they essentially give ERIC unfettered access to the DMV database. In exchange, ERIC promises to increase the accuracy in their voter rolls. What happens, though, is David Becker also has another organization called the Center for Election Innovation and Research. He founded that a couple years after he created ERIC. So ERIC more or less bird dogs the data, gives it to the CEIR. CEIR then uses the data for voter outreach efforts. I've had dozens of people reaching out that are from Wisconsin mentioning that they've been texted repeatedly. They've just been constantly contacted. In Colorado, we saw 30,000 illegal aliens that were included on a list of 50,000 names that were contacted. They were mailed postcards and solicited to register to vote. And it was because of Eric. We have the Deputy Secretary of State of Colorado testifying to that under oath in trial. So when you see the dots being connected, what happens is Eric is just getting the data, giving it to CEIR. CEIR is conducting the voter outreach efforts and soliciting them to come in and gives it back to Eric. And then all of a sudden, all these extra names are on the rolls and they're supposed to be cleaned up and they're not. Non-member states in Eric, states that have never been a part of Eric, actually have more accurate voter rolls than Eric member states do. And I'm not saying the non-member states have the most accurate voter rolls, but the sad thing is that they're more accurate and they're not contracting with this private entity. And I can get into where that money goes once CEIR gets it, but that's just the first half of the problem.
And then we'll get into the illegal aliens and the replacement migration lawsuits you filed, but it's classic. It's like Bill Gates, it came out funding NewsGuard to, quote, stop misinformation, then it gets caught being the most inaccurate, pushing corporate disinformation, Pfizer disinformation, Democrat political, big tech disinformation. But it's the watchdog, everyone goes, since we have this watchdog database loving thing that's, you know, really basically a big Tides Foundation, leftist Pew, New World Order system. And it's just hiding right there in plain view. So let's continue to walk through this.
Yeah, so I'll go back to 2020 then. Like, once CEIR has this data, Zuckerberg then issued, you know, hundreds of millions of money that got injected into the 2020 election, presumably in response to pay his debts for Cambridge Analytica, Trump, Bannon, Pascal, lawfully using the Facebook data in the 2016 election. But in any event, Zuckerberg injected $70 million of capital into the CEIR. CEIR then issued grants to secretaries of state, various states, various entities. And I did a chi-square test on it. And you can statistically prove that the amounts of funding that went to each respective state were based on the volatility of that state, meaning swing states that were in play got the most money, states that were leaning a little bit red got the second most, and states that were leaning blue got third, and then states that were far red or far blue got the lowest amounts of funding. Michigan got $12 million. Now, out of that, or 11.9, out of that $12 million that went to Michigan, it went into something called the MCELA. The MCELA is a essential election center for law and election something. I can't remember all the what it was, but the MCELA is a nonprofit. Out of the money that was sent to them, $11.9 million, 99% of that money went to two places. Place number one, Waterfront Strategies. Place number two, Alper Strategies. 9.7 million went to Waterfront, 2 million went to Alper Strategies. Now, Alper Strategies was founded by Jill Alper, the former political director of the DNC, and Waterfront Strategies is a well-known powerhouse consulting firm. When they issued the grant money with the Zucker bucks, they said it was for urgent voter education assistance. Well, the discrepancy here is that when the filings came through from Waterfront and came through from Alper, it was for media strategy and purchase, which we then dug further into, and it was for targeted solicitations and text messages reaching out to voters. And the only people that they can contact are Democrats. They don't have any other phone numbers. They're 100% DNC or left-wing consulting firms. So you're essentially just laundering money from Zuckerberg through your nonprofit into the states to influence the elections, and they turn what are supposed to be nonpartisan, objective government offices into satellite hubs for the campaign. And it's arguably some of the most partisan political activity I think I've ever seen, notwithstanding the fact it's unlawful from the time that they get the DMV data. It's unlawful from the Department of Transportation's that give the data to Eric. It's unlawful when Eric gives it to CEIR. It's unlawful when they use it. The DPPA, Driver's Privacy Protection Act, prohibits obtaining, using, or disclosing any information, personal information from a driving record, except for the 14 enumerated circumstances, and not one of them has anything to do with elections or voting.
And then we get to all the illegal aliens and, you know, the key here. But I mean, I'm unpacking this right there, you have them clearly laundering the money through a supposed voter database that states pay into. They pay for their own Trojan horse, and then they use that for voter outreach and voter recruiting for Democrats. And then it continues on with your reporting on how they then bring the illegals into the database. But because there's federal laws on, and the states have also had them follow to protect identities, then they won't tell the states and the outside people that these are illegals or non-eligible voters. Explain that.
Well, I'm not sure if they do follow any laws, frankly, because the membership agreement expressly, on the face of the agreement, expressly prohibits the states from providing them with any record that contains information regarding citizenship. Now, walking that back to think about the fact that they're, you know, at least 50% of their existence, or at least their tax exempt purpose, is predicated upon the basis that they're going to increase accuracy in voter rolls. It's impossible to increase accuracy when you're using information that omits is a material variable. If you don't know citizenship, how can you increase accuracy? They don't know citizenship. It's because they want to plead plausible deniability.
That's like saying we increase visibility in this car we sell by having a lead-lined windshield that you can't see out of.
Precisely. Yep. It's. I mean, if you just think about it, go back to the fundamental basics of how they operate. It's the same thing over and over again. Everything that they say they're doing is the absolute antithetical basis. It's the opposite. Every single thing. Whatever they are named, they do the opposite. It's with legislation. It's with titles of bills. It's with at the state level when you have referendums, when you have amendments, when you have anything, whatever it's titled is typically the opposite. And it's right there in front of you. And they're not increasing accuracy. They're decreasing it. The whole goal is to bloat the voter rolls, because when you have those names on the rolls, it gives you a number to pick from. And if you need to add to the voting total, well, you do it digitally. It's that simple. And they have the number to pick from. They obviously know they can't have more votes cast than registered voters, which we still saw happen. But nonetheless, the more people you have registered to vote, the more there is in play.
And looking at this, when you have the code keys and all these battleground states, you know, like Colorado getting leaked out so people can get the machines. And then you've got this 500,000 people in Michigan that they're allowing on that's illegal, but they're doing it. And then their names are being used to vote over and over again. That's in the Michigan news, but not in the national news. So it's not just going out and using this money to get Democrats to vote or get illegals signed up into the system. We'll talk about in a moment. But you're getting at, they're just using the database to I guess with the 2,000 mules where they have the ballot harvesting, and then they're able to just put the names on them and mail them in. I mean, how is this used?
So it's sort of done in two different ways. You have just blank slate, and there's two different statistics that they'll use. You have voting age population, and then you have citizen voting age population. They actually distinguish that when you look at things from the EAC, the Election Administration Commission. They publish biannual reports that give you statistics, which we've also filed suit in Arizona. We filed suit in Pennsylvania. Right now, I believe one of our nonprofits attorneys is currently in court in Arizona over 1.3 million voters that have not been removed since November 9th of 2022, when they were obligated to be removed under the NVRA. We have the other lawsuit, like I said, in Pennsylvania, where we had a hearing yesterday and looking for a TRO on Monday. But bottom line is they get the names on the rolls. They don't know who is or is not eligible. And the states adopt the records from Eric. Because why? Well, you're under a contract with them. You presume, or you don't, if you want to look at it through a nefarious lens, that they're going to actually be increasing the accuracy. So now Eric adds his names based on what they get from the DMV. And then when they pass it back to the states, that's what's incorporated. And you have no clue if they're citizens or not. And the kicker here, and why we filed in Wisconsin, is because, and I personally don't believe that having a contract legalizes it. You can't contract with someone to buy cocaine or sell drugs or something like that. So if it's illegal conduct, the contract would be invalid regardless. But in Wisconsin, they don't have a valid contract because the entity, the Government Accountability Board, was dissolved 44 days after the contract was signed and there was no amendment. We did an open records request. We did not get anything back other than the contract that was signed back on May 17th of 2016. GAB was eliminated June 30th of 2016. So for 8 years straight, millions of Wisconsin residents were having their data sent from the Wisconsin DOT and their DMV to Eric every 60 days. So six times a year, and every single violation is $2,500 in liquidated damages. It's a statutorily imposed amount. That comes out to 15 grand a year or 120 grand over 8 years. And think about how many people that is. That's over the entire state. And that's just one state. They have 25 members currently, and it was up to 33. So think about the magnitude and scope of this as to how egregious this violation really is.
Wow. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but give us a prelude and we'll walk through all the data. How does the flooding illegals wearing the Biden shirts coming across, and the Democrats doing voter registration drives for them and saying, oh, it's just for local elections. We know almost all the elections are held at the same time. And what's your data on that?
There really isn't any. That's the whole game. I mean, like once they get on the rolls, they slow play it. It's a progression. Oh, it's just local elections. Well, why are they voting in local elections anyways? Why? I don't even understand why we allow illegal aliens to be here that aren't here lawfully. I am one of the most pro-immigration individuals you can find, because I think that it's extremely beneficial to have immigration. I'm absolutely against doing it unlawfully. And the fact is that when we start making little tiny cuts, we cut corners a little bit. They go, oh, local elections, it's not a big deal. They should have a say in their kids' schooling. Well, did they come here legally or not? Are they a citizen? Yes or no? It's black and white.
No, I totally agree. And that's not a little cut. That's huge. And now, oh, Chicago. Oh, areas in New Mexico. Oh, Minnesota. Oh, we've got non-citizens as police. They're just totally normalizing it.
Yeah. And what it is that they're taking advantage of good people's empathy. They're taking advantage of where it hits you in the heart, because good people can't conceptualize evil of the magnitude that they're facing. And I always have said this, that I truly do believe monsters exist, but there's not enough of them to carry it out. It's the everyday average hardworking American person that wants to see good in the world that is being played by the system over and over again. It's the fact that they think that they are helping people and they are in their heart doing what they believe is right. And it takes them a long time to realize that they were played. And when you finally do realize it, it's too late, and shame is one of the hardest emotions to overcome when you look at it and realize that. And that's why so many of them are willing to die on the sword.
And then they have this national announcement, oh, there's no illegals voting, while they openly have them voting, while they're making them the police, while they're in the military, while they're doing voter registration drives, and then while the federal courts are saying leave illegals on the voting rolls, and the Secretary of State a month ago, Texas said, yeah, the feds are threatening us. Just let people with non-citizen IDs vote. I mean, it's crazy how they've normalized it, and now it's here, but you get attacked if you say it's happening. This is mind control.
It really is. I mean, it's cognitive dissonance at its finest. MKUltra didn't work the first time, but it sure as hell did the second. And what it really boils down to is people need to pull themselves out of the emotional outlook and look at it objectively. Think to yourself, is this really happening? If you can't see that through an objective lens, when there's evidence right in front of you, you're helping create the problem even further. And when you stand up and fight like you do, when you stand up and fight like Ken Paxton in Texas, when you stand up and fight like Trump, Tucker, when you are on the front lines doing this, they will come after you. And it's unjustified. It's baseless. And that's the price. Freedom isn't free. It never has been. It never will be. But thanks to people like you, thanks to people that are on the front lines doing this, that's the way that we can make these changes. And the more people that step up, people like James O'Keefe, people that come to the table and can actually push back, and anyone can do it. But that's how you do it. You do it lawfully, ethically, morally, and legally. And that's what we need to do.
Well, that's my next question when we come back. I've been asked the question. I'd imagine, have our little friends been harassing you?
Oh, I'm not a lawyer technically until February. I'm in timeout for 6 months. I got my license suspended. I've had my phones. Actually, yesterday they shut my phones off. They took the SIM card out. I had my Wi-Fi shut down.
Oh, well, let's hear about this when we come back. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that. You're...
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show, it's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show, I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that, and we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, $50,000 right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission, I love it, this is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They
look, for Americans that grew up in a quasi-free country, and the corruption's grown and grown, and the arrogance of the big banks, the establishment, the BlackRock agenda. It's hard to believe how corrupt things are. But if you really just look around the world in history, corruption like this is endemic. It's everywhere. And the good news is we're learning about this. And they've tried to sue people and intimidate people and attack people. And it's always worse than we say. And, you know, we have our great guest, constitutional lawyer, here with us. Mr. Yoder. And just a microcosm of what he was just talking about, then we'll get into the harassment he's gone through. And it's not about whining or we're victims. You need to know, I hadn't asked him that question, but I knew what the answer would be. Because anybody fighting evil is going to have these people on their ass because they're not all powerful. They wouldn't be censoring and targeting and attacking and everything else if they were invincible. They're not. They're the bad guys. And so the public finally, in general, gets that. And once you get there, you get a lot closer. So their time's running out. So I don't come up here and give you all this horrible news. I don't get up here and give you all this horrible news to demoralize you. I believe you're like me and you want to do something about it because it's only going to get worse if we don't. So look at some of these headlines. American First Legal. And boy, the Republicans are fighting back hard under Trump's leadership. It took time to get his daughter in the head of the RNC. So, I mean, you know, good things are happening. A lot of the fraud's been mitigated. We just won our lawsuit against Arizona Secretary of State for illegal withholding his list of 218,000 registered voters who did not provide proof of citizenship. He must produce his complete list of these voters by Monday before Election Day. And there's a bunch of other lawsuits, and you've got the state with its lawsuits that are very close where they have these databases and they don't want to show people. And there's been another ruling where they're coming out and saying, no, you've got to release other names. So, and of course, you know, Mike Yoder's really the expert on this. He can walk through this. Here's the Superior Court of Arizona, Maricopa County. Defendant shall release the plaintiff no later than noon on Monday, November 4th, 2024, the original list of approximately 98,000 affected voters. Because they don't want you to know they're illegal aliens and people's cats, you name it. Court orders Arizona to release a list of voters whose citizenship hasn't been verified. Because they don't want you to know what they are. Arizona High Court rules Secretary of State must turn over a list of non-citizens on voter roll. Because we know a bunch of them are illegals. The Democrats have admitted that. Out of one side, oh, it's normal, let them vote. Oh, you can't see it, though. Arizona High Court rules Secretary of State must turn over a list of non-citizens on voter roll. Fox News. I mean, here's a bunch of these headlines. And here's some of the other news on that front. So there's a lot happening. And then you've got this lady, you know, working with the AG in Colorado, throwing election managers and counties that were investigating fraud in jail for even trying to look at what's on the computers. But then she's out there working with all these NGOs and leftist groups, giving whatever they want. And, you know, almost all the passcodes get given up magically so people can get into them. Same way that wanted Trump off the ballot. I mean, these are activists. These are soldiers fighting against America. America First Legal releases new evidence, files formal complaint with DOJ and investigative UK-based Center for Countering Digital Hate for engaging in foreign influence campaign to stop free speech in the United States. And they're targeting RFK Jr., all the rest of it. It just goes on and on. So Mike Yoder continuing on here with all of this and other victories we're having, and why they're fighting to let us see who these names are, and then get back into what you've been going through, just to illustrate how serious this is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a young lawyer. There's no, you know, it's kind of obvious. I started off, the first lawsuit I ever filed was against the District of Columbia for $30 million 6 days after I passed the bar for campaign finance violations, and I settled it for the statutory maximum, and I've been suing the government ever since. So I know that they don't particularly like the fact that I try to hold them accountable. And I mean, what it comes down to is that's why I also founded Citizen AG. If we don't have a U.S. attorney that's going to do his job, we might as well do it for him. And I'm in timeout until February. So I'm just running the organization. I'm not able to litigate, but there are other lawyers that have stepped up. America First Legal, you mentioned them. They're doing a phenomenal job. There's some other nonprofits out there. But the problem is that it's maybe one out of, 1 to 100 ratio of what we have in terms of people fighting for the justified legal, what our Constitution provides for in comparison to what we're up against. And it's a very difficult battle to do. And you go through hell and back trying to fight it. But at the end of the day, I'm here for what God put me on the earth for. And I think that a lot of people, I will say, fortunately, I think a lot of people have found God through this entire process. I've never seen such prevalence of people speaking just openly about their faith and belief in God. So that's, you know, that's what guides me through everything, because without that, I can't imagine how people stay motivated, because he put me here for a reason. I think he put everyone here for a reason. And I am fortunate to find mine. And unless God calls me home or Hillary finds me, I'm not going to stop.
Tell us some of the things you've gone through.
I mean, I had my apartment broken into 3 days after I moved to a different state. They had it was pried open. I had like the dog food bowls kicked over to let me know that I was there. I was driving a Tesla, and I have the video of shutting the computer screen off when I was passing Langley, right outside DC. And I think everyone knows what's in Langley. Just completely took control of the vehicle. I just had headlights and I couldn't brake, steer, do anything with it. I have that video on my phone. I mean, I've had two different people have tried to enter into my office since opening the office a few months ago. We had to get new security installed. I have my license being suspended. I'm not really sure the input or whether that's how far up that went. But I mean, it's every day. I have a wife. I have a son. I'm fortunate enough to have a wife that actually supports me and stands by me through this, because I couldn't do it without her. But going through this entire process, I mean, every day is just pure hell. And as soon as I got my license suspended, the first thing I did was sue Mark Zuckerberg and Kamala Harris pro se over the Facebook debacle because of the censorship. I said, you can take my license. You're not going to keep me out of a courtroom because I can be a plaintiff. So, and that's why I'm running Citizen AG. We're trying to build this organization to build as many lawyers as we can to have something. It's all these legal defense funds. Well, what about a legal offense fund? What about something that furthers our rights? What about something that's not just dumping millions of dollars into getting back what we should have always had from the minute we were born? And it's time that we further protect our freedoms and ensure that they don't get infringed upon, not just always fight from the defense of trying to get them back. And that's what we're doing with Citizen AG. We started it from the ground up, and we're still trying to grow.
Well, I mean, look, the key to all of this is the public being ignorant and apathy, but the real jewel in the crown of corruption is the Justice Department, who will put a Republican in jail if one I is not dotted right or T crossed in an election document. And then the Democrats can, I mean, look at Act Blue and the open money laundering. You just go on their website and just give them money from anywhere in the world, and it goes right into political campaigns. Can you imagine if the Republicans did something like that, or if Republicans went out and created a voter integrity database outreach system that's nonpartisan, and then it's a money laundering operation right to the Democrats? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The only thing that would be harder to believe than that happening would be if we had someone in office as on the just and moral side of things that was willing to actually levy indictments and prosecute people. Hell, put me in the DOJ. I'll drop indictments day one. I don't understand what the hesitance is, what this administrative bureaucratic issue is with carrying out the law. It's like you have one job to do. It's to enforce the law if you're in the Department of Justice. Why aren't they doing it? What is the gamesmanship or the political? There shouldn't be political ramifications for following what the law requires you to do. And it's just time and time again, nothing ever happens. The public gets discouraged because we drop bombshells like what we just dropped, and nothing happens with it. So it goes into the civil courts because you can't obviously criminally prosecute as a civilian. So it's going after money, and you know money is never going to be an issue for them. And that's the extent of what we can do. We're lawyers, not magicians. And there needs to be accountability. At some point, someone's got to do it. And I don't know who's going to. I know Ken Paxton's done a phenomenal job in Texas. His hands are tied. He just went through 16 articles of impeachment, 3 felonies, 10 years fighting. He's got his license tied up. Well, he's got bar complaints every day. But what's it gonna take for people to actually want to step up and actually enforce the laws? It's like you have literally, that is your job. And you're not doing it across the board at the state level, at the federal level. And it's time that they get someone in there that's going to actually enforce the laws.
Mike Yoder, thank you so much for your time. And to get you back on as all this current election unfolds, anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing. There's very select few people that are on the front lines like you. There's Tucker, there's James O'Keefe. We have, like I said, Ken, you have America First Legal. There are a very few people. And just imagine the impact that could be made if those numbers doubled or tripled, or we had 5 times that. It's such a small number of people that are holding this fight on the front lines, and nobody could do it alone. But it would be a hell of a lot easier for everyone if every single person would chip in and pitch out. So, you know, just keep fighting, because that's the only thing we have left. And once you lose your freedom, it's never coming back.
Mike Yoder, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Owen Schroyer's coming up in 15 minutes, but I said I'd do this at the start of the show, so I'm going to do it right now. But Derek Evans made a good point on X today. Trump is no longer running against Harris. She's been defeated. Trump is running against election fraud. And that's what I've been saying in my long-winded way for months. And now that's a fact. Trump is no longer running against Harris. She's been defeated. Trump is running against election fraud. And Naomi Wolf said it earlier, and I see her perspective. I'm not saying she's wrong. She's like, hey, it's really dangerous for RFK Jr. to say we're winning in a landslide. That'll discourage voters to go out. And Bannon was basically, you know, saying, hey, this is close because of the fraud. No, no, I understand that. But you need to know that Trump's winning in a landslide, and yeah, they're trying to steal it. That's the paradox. And you can't get, you know, too down on this. Before I call the White House, and I'm going to call Raskin's office too, because he's one of the kingpins in this disputed election and saying we're going to do all this violence and crap. It's a total lie. I just want to go back to what Mike Yoder just said. The globalists know that for when it comes to prominent people, it's a few hundred that are really leading the fight. And the enemy comes after us. Now, I don't like globalists, and people attack me. It makes me fight harder. But it does make you distract your time, energy, and money fighting them just to stay on air and to operate while you try to warn people. And so it diverts you. It frustrates your operation. It degrades your capability. The only thing that can bust through that is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your money. And I mean, if the globalists take over completely, people are going to really wish later that they would have focused on this. And there's nowhere you can support with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your money, while you get great products at the same time, than this show. And it's great products that enrich your life. So even if I wasn't fighting tyranny effectively, it would be a great place to shop. So we're a platform for all these other activists and all these other lawyers and all these other talk show hosts and all these other investigators to magnify it and boost everybody. So I want to thank those that have stood with us, and I want to encourage those that maybe bought something years ago and liked it but never came back to go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get great supplements, the ultimate CMOS, incredible superfood, all the other great supplements, the T-shirts, the hoodies, the ball caps. It's an adventure. You'll meet like-minded people, and it spreads the word. It's a win-win. Get the fundraiser, InfoWars, red on navy blue shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You spend $30 a month. You get $40 in the store if you're going to buy stuff there. Everybody should be a VIP. And that lets me know to the sponsor how much we've got budgeted forward to keep fighting. But we're not where we need to be right now. I'll just tell you that. I want to expand. Well, we're not doing well just on continuing on if they shut down InfoWars. And, you know, regardless, new infrastructure getting set up will just augment what we're doing if we're successful. But I can't sit there and just hope on that. That's not how you win wars. So I need your help. You need to stand up for your own future. Fight back against the globalists now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Again, I want to thank all those that have supported. Also, another great sponsor is my dad's supplement company, Incredible Supplements. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Incredible Super Blue Toothpaste, fluoride-free with all the incredible essential oils and iodine, everything in it. It's just amazing. It's just such great stuff for your gums and teeth. I mean, these are great products. A Kaba Chill, 60% off. Again, just relaxes you in a healthy way. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I'm firing the bat signal. We need your support. drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com. All right. I'm going to do this again tomorrow, but I'm going to get it done today. I'm going to call a bunch of people. Just get it on record. Let's go ahead and call the White House right now. Live on air. Friday, November 1st, 2024, 4:48 p.m. And as soon as I get that dialed up. Hello? Hello?
But will not be recorded.
Good afternoon, the White House.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm live on air from Austin, Texas. I would just like to leave a comment for Vice President Kamala Harris. Can you make sure that comment gets to her?
No, unfortunately, we are only here to direct your call. I can you can try calling back on Tuesday when the common line is back open, or you could go on to the whitehouse.gov/contact and leave an e-comment that way.
Okay, so I can ask for an extension right now, though?
I could direct your call if you would like me to direct your call.
Yes, please direct me to the office of the vice president.
I cannot do that. You would have to request it in writing.
So
I can transfer you to the correspondence office. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling the White House. To write to the First Family or Second Family, please address letters to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500.
All right, let's stop there. Call them back. I'm just going to leave it with the operator so it's on air to the world. Everybody else should call them and say this as well. So notice, I haven't called the White House in years. And Trump, he sit up late at night and just randomly answer the phone because he loves talking to people. Literally, that was confirmed. In fact, he'd call Roger all the time, but if he couldn't get a hold of Trump, Roger would just start calling the White House Oval Office. But I guess they've diverted that now. They've changed it where there's a moat around it all. Go ahead and call again.
And training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
Good afternoon, the White House.
Yes, I'm live on air, and I guess there's no way to talk to anybody at the White House. I just called earlier. No one answers the phone but you that just directs me to a P.O. box. Is that the case?
One moment, please.
Yeah, they're going to direct you again. So we're going to work on this. We'll make a big deal about this tomorrow, and I can find back numbers. We'll do that on air. Let's stop right there. Call Congressman Raskin's district. Call his district office now. Let's call this guy's office in Maryland. Here it is. Go ahead and call it.
Hi, this is the office of Congressman Jamie Raskin. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm live on air worldwide. What's your name?
Excuse me?
My name is Alex Jones. Who am I speaking with?
It's the office of Congressman Jamie Raskin.
Okay. I would like to just tell you that we've seen Jamie Raskin on national TV saying that he wants civil war conditions and that he's not going to certify the election of President Trump. And we'd like to just let you know that it's very clear that you guys are trying to prep some type of civil unrest or problem, and that it's the Democratic Party that signed the executive orders and defense directives of the Defense Department for civil unrest and for the U.S. military engaging in acts of criminal activity towards the American people. And we just want to get it on record for Mr. Raskin and others that we're aware of what he and James Carville and others are doing. And then the American people have just put you guys on notice that we are aware of the activities of the Democratic Party. And we want Mr. Raskin to know that he's not going to be able to set us up the way he did on January 6th. And that his entire cover up of that, destroying the evidence of January 6th through his fake committee, as a criminal act. And that he's also been put on notice of that. We just want him to know that.
Are you constituent? I keep this line open for constituents.
Pardon me?
I have to keep this line open for constituents,
yeah,
sir.
I'm a constituent. The congressman made me testify in his illegal committee, and I told him he's a criminal, and I told him that I would not answer any of his questions because it was a criminal committee, and it was not a real committee, and that's now been proven. So, yeah, I'm a constituent of the American people, calling Mr. Raskin, the son of the famous communist, to let you guys know that America is awake and that we're live on air, and we're letting you know that you guys, the Democratic Party, are the prime suspects for everything going on as you prep this country for crisis, and that America will peacefully restore our republic. I want that message to get to Mr. Raskin. Thank you, and it's been recorded. It's also live on air, and I told you we were live on air up front, so you can't misrepresent what I said. Thank you. Hang up on him. All right, I am going to start. I'm going to call Pelosi tomorrow. But I want everybody else to peacefully call them, let them know, because that's the law in most of the states. You got to tell them you're live on air, or that you're calling them and you're recording it, and you want it on record so they don't misrepresent you. And just like they tell you when they call, we're recording this. Yeah, we're recording this too, live on air. And that's the way it is. And I wouldn't even be surprised if Rasmussen goes to a press conference, Alex Jones threatened me today. Alex Jones. No. We're telling you we're going to take the country back, and you're running around saying we're going to attack people and we're violent and all this crap, and that's a lie. And you're the ones with Carville saying you want violent uprisings and crap, and we're not going along with it. All right. Great job to the crew. I can tell you right now, in the position I am in with what's going on, and we've survived so many attempts to shut us down, even though it's admitted they tried to shut us down 14 weeks ago and we barely survived a bunch of times, that it's like I'm a fighter, keeps making it to the next round, and I'm like, in the last round, it started, and I'm bleeding and can hardly walk, and people are like, oh, that guy will always survive, and I'm here telling you, and I can't seem to get anything done that I don't know if we'll be on air on the 14th with a backup. I just have to be, I have to start accepting that. There's a real sense of urgency because I don't have the funds. And I guess I can, you know, I never go around trying to find rich people to give me money or whatever. But, you know, I need people to support us. I need people to go to alexjones.live. That's the link right to the page. It has our sponsors where you can donate, where you can support, you know, that's separate at alexjones.network. You can find that support link at alexjones.network, and that's alexjones.live. And I just can't do it. And I'm not bitching. It's just that I can't believe in a war this intense and this serious that we're reaching millions of people that it's the few, the proud out there who understand the urgency of this. And so I'm sure God will come through, and, you know, God helps those that helps themselves. So, like I said, now's the time for action. My God, if you could save the country. I mean, the enemy wants us off the air. We're effective. So will you get a T-shirt? Will you get CMOS to see how great it is, how good it makes you feel? Will you get the Hydra Relief? Will you go to DrJonesNaturals.com? Because, and I understand the economy's in shambles. I get all of this. I mean, will you even follow the backup in case they take my X account away at AJN Live? At AJN Live? I need everybody's help. And I need other talk show hosts help. I come to their aid constantly. And I'm not complaining. I just, you know, after a nuclear war, people, whoever survives, we'll have our heads screwed on straight for probably 100 years. I get it. We're raised in front of TVs. We're raised in entertainment. This is, it's everybody else. It's just like an entertainment or a genre or, you know, and it's just like, oh, that's his opinion. No, it's not. They just killed 30 million people with poison shots. I mean, these people are psychotics. They're completely out of control. And anybody with half a brain can see it. And we got the best folks, you know, in the world listening. I mean, that's why they hate us. They go, oh, it's a focal point of the people that are resisting. And this focal point belongs to you. So take the live feeds, take the archives, take the videos, take the information at InfoWars. Download the site, share it. It may not be there in a week. I mean, it's up to you. We're 3 days out from official election day. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. Get out and vote. Owen Schroyer's coming up next. God bless you all. My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So, we have a great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with amazing T-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already bestsellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the optimal human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the ultimate probiotic. That's the line, ultimate. And it's just a very high quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion, that's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.